What are we going to be getting into today?
We're going to talk about how students can pay for college.
Oh, wow. That's always an amazing thing to talk about. Definitely helps in your career. And stay tuned to hear that. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio here with Gabby from UMGC, and she mentioned last break that she was going to be telling us how students can pay for college. Can you get more into that?
Yeah, of course. Students pay for classes in many ways. So depending what branch you're in, if you're a spouse, if you're a dependent, a civilian, there's different routes that you can go to find financial means for your classes. So the first one would be financial aid. It's also known as FAFSA. That is one that you apply to. The second one would be for spouses, MyCAA. That one is a scholarship and it's up to $4,000. The third one we can talk about is tuition assistance. Typically, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines offer this. And then the fourth is Community College of the Air Force and Community College of the Navy. So, and the last one, students who don't have these options or unfortunately don't qualify, they will do payment plans so that they can pay for classes when they get the funds, or they'll do like one class at a time.
What is the option most people usually use, or what do you recommend people use?
So financial aid and tuition assistance. If you could get that combo, you are set. So tuition assistance will pay for your classes, and financial aid will provide that extra cushion with money just in case tuition assistance, maybe that semester it didn't work out, so financial aid would come in. Or if your tuition assistance did go through, you have that extra funding from financial aid for yourself.
And if someone needs help filling out or going through these processes, do you have people they can talk to?
Yeah, definitely. If they stop by our office on NAS 1, we are coordinators. There's myself, Shatina, and Khadija.
Wow, it sounds like you guys can have it easy. You know, you have people that can help you and you have great support financially. Up next, we'll be talking about what is the FAFSA and how you can apply. Stay tuned.
Myself.
And we're back in the studio here with Gabby from UMGC. And we're going to be getting into a little bit more about the FAFSA. Can you explain it to me in more detail?
Yeah, so FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It is a form that you apply to online, and you can qualify for grants, scholarships, work study funds, loans for college, or graduate school.
I was about to say, who's eligible for it?
So you have to be a U.S. citizen or a eligible non-citizen of the United States. You need a valid Social Security card, a high school diploma, or a GED. Or if you had done homeschooling with your parent, you need a completed form for that. As well, you need to be enrolled in a degree-seeking program. And when I say that, that means either associate's or a bachelor's. And you must maintain a GPA of a 2.0 or higher.
And for those that don't know how GPAs work, how hard is it to obtain something like that?
Honestly, I would say for our school and our professors, it will be very easy. The professors are understanding of the military community, of spouses, that our lives are not constant. So if you reach out to the professor, say, hey, today I'm going to miss the exam. Can I reschedule? Or, hey, I'm struggling with this topic. We have resources and we have professors who can help.
Well, that actually sounds amazing. Have you noticed any common struggles people have with applying for the FAFSA?
Yes. So the common struggle would be getting your high school transcript. So in order to receive funding, you need to have a high school transcript on file. And sometimes we have students that come in, they're like, well, my high school is closed, so I don't know how to get it. Or their high school is like, well, you're going to need to send $20. So those are the little hiccups along the way when trying to get FAFSA.
Oh, and how would you help them along that course?
So definitely you stop by the office. We will find different ways to reach out to the high school. One of my favorite ways that students don't think about is Facebook. So sometimes on the high school's website, it's not the most update, but they update their Facebook. So if you reach out through their Facebook, they usually reach back out.
That's actually pretty good advice. That's actually really great. I've noticed a lot of places won't update their website, but will update their Facebook. I feel like that's like a new age thing. Social media is more of a business place now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Stay tuned to hear the weather up next. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. And we're back in the studio. I'm still here with Gabby from UMGC, and we're going to be going over MyCAA. And what does that stand for, and how can you apply?
Yeah, so it stands for My Career Advancement Account Scholarship. I know that's a tongueful, but it provides up to $4,000 in financial assistance to military spouses for associate's degrees, undergraduate certificates, any license program, and graduate certificates. To qualify, you have to be a spouse of an active duty service member or an activated guard or reserve member in order to qualify. Typically, it's E1 to E9, W1 to W3, or am I saying that right?
Okay. I think they'll understand mostly.
And then officer 1 to 3.
Yeah, those W is just like warrant officers.
Ah, okay.
Nothing. But yeah, that's basically almost everyone. Almost everyone qualifies for this.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a spouse, if you have questions, stop by our office. This is available for you. So if you were interested in school or even just have questions, please stop by our office.
Yeah, sounds like a great program, especially because I know some people are just sitting at home just wondering like, oh, what can I do? I'm looking for a little something extra to do, you know, just break up our day. Definitely taking a class would be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. We offer a lot of different programs. So if you don't even know what you want to do, we have general studies. So that's something that you can start off with.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into more on our next break. And I'm back in the studio here with Gabby from UMGC. And I just wanted to ask you, what is a CCAF and what is a USNCC?
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of C's in there. I'm happy to explain it. So CCAF stands for Community College of the Air Force. This is tied with the Air University. It's an academic program through the Air University that qualifies the Air Force to take courses through different universities. So if you are interested maybe in just... You want to start a class, you're in the Air Force, this is a way to go so that you don't have to pay out of pocket or if you don't qualify for TA.
Okay, that's definitely interesting. Do you have a Navy equivalent? Like you said, the UNSCC?
Yeah, so that one is the United States Naval Community College. So also like that program, it provides several certificates and associate programs for sailors and Marines. So our school is partnered with the USNCC with general studies and a computer certificate.
Oh, and with general studies, is that like an associate's or is that a certificate?
General studies is an associate. So it's typically your writing, your math, your science, your art. So classes like that. This is good for someone who wants to start off, doesn't know what they're doing, or they just want to take it slow.
And do you have to apply for TA with this, or is this just applying to the college, or how does this work differently?
Actually, yeah, so that's a good question. So this is its own program. You actually cannot use TA with these programs because you're doing it through their community college. So you apply through them online, and they help sign you up for classes. With the Air Force, you will ask your education counselor, hey, what classes can I take? And they'll help you find a university. So Embry-Riddle, UMGC, it could be, I think the other one's Western Governor. It could be many different ones. And the ones that do take it with us, typically they're log into their account and they're able to register for the course right there. For the Navy, it's a little bit of more steps, but essentially they request, when they apply to the program, they request to take classes. Once they get approved, they go and come to us and we help them sign up for classes.
Oh, and when you're signing up for classes, will these classes potentially be, I know, online, but overseas, so it's like different time zones, we have to worry about that, or do they select the classes that are in your region?
So with us specifically, it's UMGC Europe, so it's the same time. If you're taking an on-site, then it would be wherever you're located. So if you were in Germany, you would do an on-site there. If you're in Sigonella, you would do it here. But most students like online classes because then that's at your own pace. You can do it at your own time. And it's definitely a best option if your schedule is kind of wonky.
Okay, and if you're doing this, even though you're doing it through the USNCC, do you still get the student helpers that you guys have?
Yeah, so definitely. We just have to make sure that you are signing up for the correct courses. It's a sequence that you go through, and we just need to make sure that you are completing those classes.
Okay, well, thanks for answering all those questions, giving the information. Stay tuned for the sign-off up next. If you're just tuning in, I just had a lovely interview with Gabby from UMGC. If you have any questions, you can definitely stop by her office. She is definitely friendly and a nice person. She's not just acting this way on air. And I just want to ask you, anything else you want to put out?
So if you have any questions, please feel free to stop by. We are located above the post office on NAS 1. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And we also have an office at the barracks. We are there Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 4:30 as well.
And thank you for coming out again. Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best.
I wanna feel, wanna taste.